Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Luke's English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.podomatic.com. Welcome back to Luke's English Podcast. That's right, this is Luke. It's back. The podcast has returned. It's time for another episode. I have been away for a very long time. I've been busy doing all sorts of different things, doing my work and doing music. And comedy and other things like that. So I've been super busy and I just haven't had a chance to do this. Plus, I started using too much bandwidth on this website. Too many people are downloading it, which sometimes means that it pushes it to the maximum level and it's difficult to download. So it's so popular. It's like getting really popular. It's ridiculous. So this podcast... it's just a chance for me to say hello to all of the people who've sent me messages in some way. I get messages from people all over the world quite regularly, some from my email address, which is luketeacher@hotmail.com. Luke is spelled L-U-K-E. So that's luketeacher@hotmail.com. Some people find me on Facebook. I'm called Luke Thompson, and that's L-U-K-E-T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N. And you can just find me there and send me a message or something. I'm on Twitter, and my Twitter name is English Podcast. Obviously, on Twitter, you'd write at English Podcast. And where else am I? On my homepage, which is http://www.teacherluke.podomatic.com. It's quite a long email address. Let me run that by you again. It's http://www.teacherluke.podomatic.com. Right, that's my homepage. Check that out, and you can find all the different podcasts there, and there's a message board. You can leave messages and comments to me. And I've had loads of different comments in different ways. So what I'd like to do in this episode is read some of those emails and some of those comments and just kind of get back to you, reply some of your emails. So this is basically like your emails answered by Luke from Luke's English Podcast. So that's basically what I'm going to do. Just before I do that, I'd like to just give you a bit of a rundown of just what's been going on. It's actually this time of year traditionally. We've got the Cannes Film Festival going on. Traditionally, this is when a lot of awards are given at this time of year. So there's actually a whole fictional set of awards on the internet, which I've just made up, and it's from the Internet Awards Society, and they give out these non-existent awards to people at this time of year. The awards actually don't exist. I've just made them up in my head, but they're very important and very prestigious, and only the best, most innovative and high-achieving websites are nominated. So think of it as a bit like the Academy Awards for the internet. It's like the Oscars of the internet. Well, this year, Luke's English Podcast was nominated in 6 different categories. First of all, Best Original Website on the Internet. What else? We've also got Best Adapted Video on YouTube. Best Podcast with the words Luke's English Podcast in the title. Best Recorded Voice Online. Most Informative Educational Video, Notting Hill Carnival. Outstanding Contribution to the English Language. Vowel Sounds of the Year. And Best Supporting Robot for English Robot 3000. The results have been announced, and I won every category. So I'm a holder of 6 Academy Awards. It's not true that none of that is true if you're slightly confused. that I just made it all up. It's not true. I just created that. None of that's true. It's just a, I don't know, I'm just having fun, right? It's meant to be vaguely funny in some way. Probably because, I don't know, because you're not a speaker of English as a first language, you might not have understood that that was funny. Or maybe it just wasn't funny. I don't know. It's, you know, one or the other. Either you just didn't understand it or it just isn't funny. I'm not sure which one it is, actually. But anyway, so your emails and your comments, I'm going to just sort of read these things out. I'm wondering, actually, if you mind, because some of the, I think what I'll do is, just to protect your anonymity, I'm not going to read your names. I know that some of you would like me to read your names, but I don't know which ones. But some of you probably don't, so I'm just not going to read any names. I'll say where you're from, but not your name. So let's see. God, this is a long email. And it says, "Hello, Luke. I recently found your website, and I really like it. I believe that you are a very dedicated teacher, and your activity is very useful for many people around the world, including me." Well, thanks. He goes on to say, "I've studied English for 4 months in American English Center. By the way, I'm 29 years old. I'm a mechanical design engineer from Ukraine. My native language is Russian. I wanted to learn British English, but only with native speaker teachers. I didn't find school in my city. I can't even dream about studying in London. It's too expensive for me." Well, so he goes on to talk about English mania. So he says, "So great, thanks. Thank you for your podcast. Go for it. I'll be your permanent listener and watcher." Well, thanks very much for that. Let's see. Podcast here from someone with an American sounding name. And it says, "Dear Luke, your podcast is very awesome." I think that would be completely awesome. "I do learn things from your podcast. Actually, my English is not very good. It sounds okay. You know, my mother language is Chinese. I'm facing my AL exam now. I'm a bit nervous. By the way, your podcast is very interesting and easy for me to listen. Take care." Well, that's good. Very good English. Yeah. Okay, right. So what else have I got? Okay, I've got a guy here who's Brazilian and he lives in London and he works in quite an important office in London. "I love your podcast. It's very useful, funny and nice to listen to. I just found out about it, so I'm still on the one after the Michael Jackson one. I've downloaded all episodes, but I'm worried about catching up with you and having to hold out for the new podcast. I've just used one of the phrasal verbs you taught me, by the way. I hope I used it right." Well, yes, you did. Well done. "Anyway, I really like the podcast and couldn't wait to catch up with the most recent one to say I like it. So I decided to email you now." Well, that's very nice indeed. Thank you. Okay, this is a comment on one of my YouTube videos here. It's on the one late London Native English Speaker Interviews, Part 1. It says, "Thank you so much for this video, really. I am just practicing on English, listening, and it helped me very much because I understood a lot and now I have much more self-confidence. Thank you and keep organising much more such videos. Good luck." Thank you very much. That I can publish that because that's on YouTube. August AKLP, August Alkp. Don't know what that is. It's a YouTube name. Okay, here we go. Someone from Russia. She says, "I've been teaching English for some years. I work in a school in Moscow. I enjoy my job very much. I love teaching. I think that this profession is not for everyone. You must love children. I'd like to say only good words concerning your podcast. Thank you very much. I've downloaded all the episodes. They're really helpful. If it isn't too much, I wish to contact you if I've faced problems in your grammar and vocabulary. Thanks in advance." Well, that's very kind. If you do want to contact me about things I've written in my, that I've put in my podcast, you can email me. Usually I think that I've made it very clear. I hope each podcast is very clear because I try very hard to do that. But if you have a question, then you can email me. But, please don't just send me questions like, can you explain, I don't know, can you explain how to use verbs? Or just some question like, can you explain what preposition, how do we use prepositions? It's just such a big question that that's too long for me to answer. So I recommend you use a grammar book or something, but you can send me little emails with questions if you like. So... yeah, now I've got another one from the Ukraine. And this one says, I've just found out there is such a good podcast by a real Briton. So my name is... and I'm going to be a translator in the future. I'm the third year of my student, and my major is English. I go to the Linguistic University. Let's see. So, okay, goes on to ask me some questions. I always confuse in school or at school, or in the middle or at the middle. I mean, I'd like to find out about the most confused prepositions. Okay, so in school and at school. I'm in school, I'm at school. Okay. In, for me, suggests that you're actually inside the building, right? But at school just means kind of like your location, generally, like we'd say at home, at the library, at school. But in school, I mean, if you were at school, you could probably be standing in the playground or outside the school, you'd still be at school. But if you're in school, it generally means that you're actually inside it in some way. So there's a bit of an explanation. Another one. Do we say there are a lot of trees or there is a lot of trees? Well, you should say there are a lot of trees. But you do find native speakers a lot saying there is and then plural, noun. Like there's a lot of people in the room. You hear that a lot. There is a lot of people. It's very common. So technically, there are a lot of trees, but some people say there is a lot of trees or there's a lot of trees. Yeah, that's right. Right, I got a message on YouTube from someone called Sirquillo 007, and he says, where's the script? Well, the fact is, mate, I don't always provide a script because I don't think it's that useful for your listening. I'm trying to encourage you to listen without reading, because when you listen and read, you're not really listening, you're just reading. So there's no script sometimes. Sorry, mate. But I think it's better for your English. Let's see, another one. Hi, Luke, how's it going? I hope good. I just finished listening to your last podcast. It's very cool and interesting. Thanks a lot. I like your story about the iPod. The best part is with the pilots at the end where they say, hey, check this out, because it's going to be awesome. Yeah, that's from my comedy routine. Thank you for your work. It really helps me improve my English. You're welcome. Let's see, what else have we got? Okay, this is someone from Tunisia, and he says, first of all, I'd like to say that you're a great teacher, and of course to thank you a lot about your very interesting episodes and the way you're teaching. My name is from Tunisia, and I'm a beginner in learning English. You don't sound like a beginner. It's pretty good. Pretty good English for a beginner. I think he's quite modest. I came across, phrasal verb, I came across your website recently, and I learned many interesting I learned a lot of interesting vocabulary and grammar from your podcasts, as well as phrasal verbs, well, yeah, there you go, which are really useful in English speaking. Yeah, correct. The main reason I'm contacting you is to say that you are really, really beneficial for all levels of English learners, more especially for intermediate and advanced, and I hope you continue to give us the opportunity to listen to the beautiful and rich English voice. Well, that is one of the most charming messages I've ever had on the internet. Very nice. This is one from YouTube, so I can say the name. This is Rodrigo from Mexico, and he says, very good video, teacher. My name is Rodrigo. I'm from Mexico, living in Houston, Texas, US. I just found your podcast and I find it very useful and entertaining. I like it so much. Thank you for sharing your time with us. Well, that's really nice of you, Rodrigo. Thank you. Lots of positive messages. Yeah, so let's see. What else have I got here? Okay. This is from an ex-student of mine. Should I? Yeah, I think I can read this. An ex-student from Japan who I used to teach English in London to. And she says, ha ha ha, English Robot 3000 is really funny. I love him. But you should choose English Robot 4000. But she's a Terminator. Never mind, who cares? Right? So that's funny. She's talking about my robots that I have. Yeah. Well, this is a student from Germany. And he says, since September 2000, I've been living in London. Last week, I discovered your podcast on iTunes, and I have to say, it's brilliant. I love your podcast. It's exactly the podcast I was looking for. Thank you a lot for your work. You're welcome. You're welcome, of course. Right. Okay, here's another one about the English robots. It says, "Hi Luke, how are you? I hope you're well. I listen to the conversations and have learned useful expressions. Thank you very, very much. I think you should choose the English Robot 3000. English Robot 4000 is better than 3000, but she has human abilities. She's loved you, and she could be a woman day after day. It's very dangerous. Well, maybe she will wonder where she came from and will ask you questions like that. Who did create me, my love? Be careful." Okay. She sent me an interesting article about transhumanism, which is quite fascinating. A message here from someone in Argentina. "I'm in Argentina, but I'm currently living in London since November. I always listen to your podcasts. They're incredible. I've improved a lot my English since I began listening to them. I'd like to know the name of the school where you teach English." Well, the school's called the London School of English. You can check it out on the internet. Okay. Right, I've got an email here with lots of different smiley faces on it. "Firstly, let me introduce myself. I'm 23. I live in León, Guanajuato, Mexico." I think that's right. Guanajuato. I can't speak Spanish very well. God, this is embarrassing. Guanajuato, Mexico. "Actually, I'm a civil engineer who works as a slave every day. I have to tell you that I'm really into your podcast. I think this is a great way to push my English upwards because actually I feel stuck in the same level. I really need to improve my level because my girl is from Russia and the only way we can talk is in English. And tell me, what is better than British English? I think nothing." Well, I do agree with you. "Well, I will write to you frequently because I've many things to tell you, but now I think I should go to talk with my girl. She's online now." Oh, that's sweet, isn't it? Yeah, so there we go. That's nice. Nice message. Okay, here's another one. "Hello, Luke. How are you doing? I hope well. By the way, congratulations for your travel to Vietnam." Thanks. "I guess it was a fantastic learning experience to learn about another culture. My name is and I'm from Mexico, and recently I've been listening to your podcast, and I think you're the best, because you help me to learn English, London English, but I need your help, because as you can see, I'm not very well with English, but I'm trying to learn more and more English, and recently I've had some troubles with the use of gerunds, and I think all people who speak Spanish, we have the same trouble with these kinds of words. For example, when you say this, 'I like playing football,' why do you use a gerund and not the base form of the verb play? And there are another situation that I don't understand. Thanks for all. I hope you answer." Well, I guess what you're asking me there is, why is English grammar English grammar? And unfortunately, it just is. The fact is, when you get a verb like, we just put it in the gerund form or the ing form. "I like playing football." You can say, "I like to play football." Some people say there's a slight difference in meaning. But you can't say, "I like play football." No. "I like playing football." Don't ask me why. It just is. That's just the way that the language works, I'm afraid. It will be the same in Spanish. You'll have rules, but no reason for having those rules. Here's another message. "I am a Hong Kong student studying Form 7 and going to take the advanced level examination, which the result will be the determinant of whether I will be promoted to local universities. I like learning English, and I'm very excited to find your website. Your podcasts are so great, that's the British English that I'm interested in. I could understand more than 90% of them with a transcript." Okay, shouldn't be using the transcript, but... "What I want to say is, my oral English is quite bad, not fluent. It's difficult for me to express ideas smoothly. Well, I have to confess that I don't speak English often. Besides my laziness, there is a lack of people to talk to in English. The oral section of my English subject in AL exam consists of 18% of the subject mark. It's not good news to me. How can I improve my oral expression more quickly? My oral exam will be held in coming May. I'm quite worried, frankly. I'm looking forward to hearing your advice." Well, oh my God, you really need to improve your oral English, don't you? What I'd recommend is, if you don't have anyone to speak to, what are you going to do? You could try going on the internet, try finding kind of Skype services or just people who are willing to chat to you in English. Try and make friends in chat rooms on the internet. Try that. Or if you have no one to talk to, you could at least try and sort of create your own conversation by sort of talking to a microphone. That can be quite good. Or if you listen to this podcast and pause it and repeat what I'm saying and record your voice, you can listen to yourself. That's good speaking practice. So I'd guess do that, but really the best way is to try and find someone to talk to. Listening is good. Improving your listening helps your speaking as well, I'd say.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Dear Luke, first of all, thank you for existing. Well, you're welcome. It's no problem. Finally, a great, useful, funny English podcast. I discovered your lessons on iTunes and downloaded all the stuff I could because it's a very useful support to improve my English. I'm Italian and I live in Milan. I studied English at university many years ago, but unfortunately I can't practice it. And so, in order not to forget it, I try to keep it updated by listening to everything I can, reading and watching TV. Please continue to record your podcast. It's not so easy to find a so well done material. Goodbye. Well, that's very nice, isn't it? And the good example of someone who is keeping their English up by using everything they can. There's so much stuff on the internet, and that's a perfect example of it. Right. Okay, I've been listening to your podcasts of late with great interest. As a Chinese girl living and working in London, it's been really useful to learn lots of local vocabulary from a native teacher. When previously I could only find American podcasts, which could be quite misleading, like Tracy Goodwin. Seriously, your podcast about Tracy Goodwin was hilarious. Well, thank you very much. Having lived in the UK for more than 6 years, I feel somehow my English has reached its ceiling, in particular my spoken English. It's very hard to get to the next level. I would love to speak like a native speaker, as it's important for my job to speak good English. I was just wondering if you can give me any tips. Although I understand, without you listening to my speaking, it would be hard for you to give me any specific advice. So anything in general would be much appreciated. I just want to say I really like your podcasts, which are the most refreshing and pleasurable to listen to. They're brilliant. Well, thank you very much. And I would just repeat the same thing that I said. You just need to use every opportunity to talk and speak and use everything available to you to help practice your English. And I seriously recommend doing lots of listening. And you can do lots of long-term listening. And by that, I mean not listening intensely. Listening to something for an hour, for example. I think that's a very important thing. Just listen to the radio, listen to the BBC radio, or listen to this podcast, and just pick up the rhythm, the music of the language. Once you pick up on the rhythm of it, you'll catch the rhythm, you'll start to get used to hearing English spoken in a natural way by a real British English speaker. And then you won't be surprised next time you are involved in English, because my voice will be kind of in your head and you might pick up my pronunciation. I seriously recommend that you try and repeat things that I say. It's a good practice. It's very good practice. Right, so this is, it says, okay, this is one from Japan. Thanks for uploading the new podcast. Robot 3000 is so cool. I want to buy it, seriously. Anyway, let me ask you a question about a word classic. It's an adjective, right? But we say classical music. Why not classic music? Well, classic just means old and really good, you could say. Like, that's why we say classic rock music. It's old rock music and it's really good. Like, the Rolling Stones is classic rock. But classical music is another adjective. It's just a different adjective, and it means music from a particular time in history, composed music, which is performed by an orchestra. That's classical music. So you could have classical rock, which is different to classic rock. Classical rock would be rock music performed by an orchestra or something like that, perhaps. So that's that. One from Spain, I think. Okay, this is quite funny. This is another teacher from Spain. I'm just contacting you because although I've tried several times to watch some of your video podcasts, it's been impossible. I have no idea why. Well, thanks for sharing anyway. And then she wrote to me again and she said, thanks, Luke, but I think the problem was my loudspeakers were off. They're usually on, but I don't know. Thanks a lot anyway. That made me laugh. Wow. There's so many messages. Hello, how have you been? My name is... I'm your huge fan. I'm so happy you are back. How was the trip? I know about you a bit, but you don't know me. Let me introduce myself. I'm Korean. I'm 25 years old and a nurse. I work for a hospital and want to work in a hospital in a foreign country such as England, Australia or America. That's why I study English. When I first listened to Luke's English podcast was in October last year on YouTube. I've been listening to it for a month. I went to Australia to study English. You are the greatest English teacher I've ever met. Well, I haven't actually met you. But anyway, it's so useful for me. Thank you so much. Keep teaching us. Have a nice day. And a little smiley face. Bye, bye, bye. That's sweet. That's very sweet indeed. Okay, oh, here's one from Japan. I've been waiting for the next episode for a long, long time. Please come back. Okay. This is one of my favourite messages that I've ever had. And it says, and I'm going to say the name. I'm Zidane from Algeria. Zidane, right? Zidane? Zinedine Zidane? Maybe the French footballer. Very famous, one of the best footballers in the world. Zinedine Zidane, who is originally from Algeria. I'm just guessing that that's who it is. But his name is Zidane. He's from Algeria. How many Zidanes from Algeria are there? I wonder. Well, there are probably a lot. Probably a lot. But anyway, it says, I'm Zidane from Algeria. I'm 37. I've been learning English on my own for about 10 years now, until I got an advanced level. However, I often struggle with listening when it comes to following what natives are saying, especially when speaking fast. Should you have any useful tips, I'd be really grateful. Now, I actually replied to that, going, yeah, right. I don't believe you. Zinedine Zidane from Algeria? Come on. But now I think maybe that was a real person, and it wasn't a joke, so... Zidane, if you're out there, I'm very sorry about the email I sent to you, and I hope you're still listening. If you are, just let me know, and I'll just apologise to you. Right, this is another message from Germany. One of your new listeners. Now, I've already listened to episode 10, in which you talk about the differences between British and American pronunciation. So far, this podcast is absolutely the best. I love it. It's just so great. I've listened to it about 5 times, and I still can't get enough of it. I'd be so glad if you posted something like this again, because it's my favourite. And by the way, your American accent sounds great to me. I really enjoy listening to your podcasts, and I think with every episode, my English improves a lot. So thank you so much for doing this. You'll hear from me again soon. Oh, that's nice. Right, this is someone from Thailand. He says, I have a problem in English. I want to listen and speak English with foreigners or my friends. Although I try listening to music or watching movies, I can't get good skill of listening and speaking. Can you have an advice that I can practice with myself and become professional? I would say you need to just read out loud. So get a book or a transcript and read it. Read it out loud. Maybe get a transcript of a podcast like this one. Listen to me speaking and then try and speak like me and record yourself and try and copy it. It's like acting. You imagine you're acting. When you speak English, you become a different person. You become an English person. And you start to act with like them, not just with the words, but with your attitude. I don't really speak Japanese. I don't speak much at all. But I used to speak a little bit. And my Japanese friends used to say I had good pronunciation, right? And it's just because I copied Japanese people. It was like I was acting as a Japanese person. I didn't really know much Japanese, but I could do the accent well because you're just copying. So I think you should try and copy an English speaker. And my last message here is, it's been a long time since I didn't write. I've been kind of lost, but I haven't given up on you. I'm still listening. I hope to know from you soon, and I'm still longing for the podcast on intonation. I hope you had a great time in Vietnam. Kisses, Paula. So I've read your name out, Paula, because I've read your name out before, and I don't think you mind. Yeah, it's been a long time, and I still haven't done the podcast on intonation. I'm sorry about that. What can I do? I'm working on it. Okay, I'm working on it, Paula. All right, cool. Now that's not all, because as well as that, there's all the comments that I've had on the webpage, on the comment box, and I'll just really quickly go through them because they're quite short. One, and I can say the names here. I've got Satoshi from Japan. This is the best podcast for learning English. We love your teaching. Robert De Niro is the funniest guy, and Al Pacino. We wait for the next podcast eagerly. Thank you, Satoshi. Mick Satana in Thailand. Hi, Luke. This is Mick from Thailand. Thanks for the latest nice 3 episodes, especially the 10 more phrasal verbs episode is very handy. I'm sure you'll get weekly listeners over 1,000 pretty soon. I found your podcast for the first time on YouTube and then just followed the link to Podomatic right away because I was quite sure this is what I'm looking for. Real British English learning podcasts. Easy to understand and brilliant. Thank you. Hi, Luke. I'm Nadishan from Sri Lanka. I love your podcasts very much. Your voice is very amusing and clear. Wish you all the best. Thank you. Okay, let's see. Maria, we love your podcast. It's so funny and useful too. Please, another one soon. Hey, thanks very much. Paula. Hello, Paula, again. Hi, Luke. I'm Paula from Argentina. I really can't get enough of you. Your podcasts are fantastic and I love your sense of humour. Thank you. Okay, here's a message from Paula. I need help with intonation in natural conversation. Could you provide me with some insightful information? Yeah, I haven't got round to it yet, Paula. I'm working on it. You posted that message a long time ago, I know. Okay, here's Paula again. Hi, it's Paula again. When are you going to post something new? One starts missing your voice after a while. Okay, well, I'm doing one now. Anindya, I've read that one out before. Anindya from India. He says, you're one of the best things to happen to the English teaching world. Thank you very much. Let's see, Shiori, I guess that's Japan. Hi, Luke, thank you so much for uploading a video of Notting Hill Carnival onto this podcast. It reminded me of the days in London. Oh, that's very nice, isn't it? Yeah. Let's see. We've got Mick Satana again. I like the Man and the Moon episode. I like the Man and the Moon episode. Great job, Paula. Again, we are missing your voice. Oh, that's very sweet, Paula. Let's see a few more messages here. Okay, this is from Oscar in Hong Kong. Your website is really great. I've learnt a lot in here. I can see you have paid much efforts on this website. Add oil. Add oil, I think, is a Chinese expression, which just means, you know, good job, I guess. Keep going. Paula, again, I love the new video. Fantastic. Thanks, Luke. Nejud, hi, teacher. I feel excited when I listen to your podcast. Thank you so much. You're helping me always. Thank you, my teacher. Nejud in Saudi Arabia. Nilesh, it is a fabulous experience to listen to your podcast and much more helpful than ever listened to before. Great job, sir, and those help a lot to improve my English. Now awaiting your next audio podcast. Bye 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 bye. Teresa from Spain. Hi, Luke, thanks a lot for your wonderful and free podcast. I really enjoy all the episodes and I love your sense of humor. Your explanations are very good. Congratulations, you are a fantastic teacher. Wow. Fernando from Brazil. Nice and disgusting podcast about feeling bad and ill. You still owe me the podcast about prepositions. Don't forget your Brazilian friend. Well, Fernando, I'm sorry I haven't done the one about prepositions. I'm getting round to it. I'm sorry. It's on the agenda. Trust me. Okay, so this is, I think, a very funny one. I think this is hilarious. I love British English, says Luke. You're handsome. The way you teach is impressive and charming. Your British English is really sexy. Thank you so much for making these fabulous podcasts. Keep up the good work. Well, thank you very much. And there's another one here from English Robot 3000. It's actually me. I did this. My name's English Robot 3000. I'm here to communicate with you. Will you be my friend? I am English Robot 3000. Okay, so one from English Robot 3000. More messages. Okay, Madison. Hi, I'm your fan from Hong Kong. Your podcast is very good. I learn many things from your podcast. I like it very much. Anna from Russia says, Hi Luke, thanks for your wonderful podcasts. The best thing about it is understanding every word you say. It gave me the courage to get rid of subtitles when watching films at last. Besides, English is a beautiful language, isn't it? I love the way it sounds. Looking forward to the next episode to learn some English and to hear your voice again. Very nice, thank you. Giuseppe in Italy, first of all, congratulations for your fantastic podcasts. They're so useful. By the way, how did you get the English Robot 3000? How much does it cost? It seems so useful to practice. Let us know, please. Thank you. Well, English Robot 3000 is actually just a computer program which you can download from the internet. And it's got a kind of a rude name. I don't know why, but the program is a rude name and it's called Shit Talker. So if you just Google Shit Talker download, you'll be able to get it. So obviously the word shit is a rude word. It's a swear word. But if you talk shit, it just means you talk nonsense. So someone made this program called Shit Talker, and you can just download it for free, and it speaks in different robot voices. That's it. But I'd like you to imagine that English Robot 3000 is actually a real robot. As a matter of fact, he is a real robot because I created him as a robot, and I've just given him the electronic voice from Shit Talker. So it is a real robot, actually. Mauro from Sardinia. Hi Luke, I discovered this page a few days ago. I'm really into your podcasts. They're very interesting and clear, but it's a long time that you haven't been posting any new podcast, I see. Please don't leave us. In the meanwhile, I'll listen to the old lessons. Well, I'm doing a new one now. So here it is. Sasha from Russia. Hi Luke, I'm your student from the London School of English. Sasha, I remember you, Russian girl. That's quite a long time ago, I think. So, I think you were in my afternoon class at the London School of English a while ago. I've met so many students. It would be nice if you're one of my ex-students and you're listening to this, if you send me a message of some kind. It's always nice to hear from ex-students. I've met so many thousands of people in this job. Seriously, I've been teaching English for about 9 years, right? And I probably, I don't, let's see, I let's say on average I meet a new, let's say 10 new people every week, because some of my courses at school are 2 weeks long. Some of the lessons I used to teach in Japan were 40 minutes long, and I used to meet sort of 20 people or more every day. So on balance, I'd say I've probably met 10 new people a week since I started. There's 52 weeks in a year. Let's say I teach for about 45 of those. So let's see, 10 times 45, that's 450. 450 in a year. 450 times 9, 450 times 9 years makes 4,050 people. 4,050, so yeah, quite a lot. But most of them I've never heard of since I left them. So it'd be lovely to hear back from some of my old students. So thanks for the message, Sasha. That's very sweet of you. Thank you. Kyosuke from Japan. Hi, Luke. I'm a Japanese business person studying English. Obviously, your podcast is the best podcast for English learners. Wow, great. I'm addicted to your podcast. I was relieved to hear that more podcasts will be uploaded soon. I'm looking forward to listening to your newest podcast. Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you, Kyosuke. And this is the last message I've had, the latest one. And it says, Hi, Luke, I'm from Iraq, Baghdad. Wow, it's great to have listeners in Baghdad. That's really good. I heard almost all the podcasts and I love them. Thank you. But I have a problem, which is I can understand your accent, but when I'm listening to the BBC, I don't understand their accent. Also, I have a scholarship from my government to study an MSc in the UK. I wish I can study in your school because I must get IELTS score 6.5. Unexpectedly, I found this fantastic website, which is really useful. Well, that's very nice of you, Mohammed. Thank you. You can go to my school or check out the website. It's www.londonschool.com. You can find out about all the websites there. So that's it. That's the end of the... That's the end of this podcast episode. I realise I've been talking fairly quickly, but hopefully I've been speaking very clearly as well. I think that my intention with these podcasts is, like I said, to provide listeners with the opportunity to listen to some extended English. So listening to English for 30 minutes to 1 hour. I think it's a very good idea because you really get into the rhythm of it. So my intention with this podcast is to provide you with something you can practice your listening with in that way, and also something you can use to pick up new bits of vocabulary, to learn about grammar, to learn about culture, and to really kind of be entertained as well, I hope, in some way. So I hope that it's working for you. I'm very, very glad that so many people seem to like it. It's a really special thing in this modern age with the internet, that I can communicate with so many people around the world, and I'm getting some really, really good responses. And as well as that, the number of people listening to my podcast is increasing all the time. In fact, these days I tend to get, I regularly get over 2,000 downloads in a week, and so we're looking at quite a lot. Sometimes I get 1,000 downloads in a day or more, and that's 1,000 people who are, well, 1,000 times that an episode has been listened to or downloaded. So it's pretty good. It's been going for 1 year, and it's actually doing better than I expected. And so I haven't done podcasts for a long time, not for a few months, but it's definitely something I'm going to continue doing. There might be pauses where I don't do them, but that's because I'm actually doing lots of other things in my life, which is a good thing because it means that I'll be able to bring interesting experiences into my podcasts. So expect some more podcasts coming up in the future. Recently, I've recorded interviews. I recorded an interview with my brother about skateboarding with a couple of my friends who are launching a live music night in central London. And I've got lots and lots of other ideas and lesson plans which I can present to you for free through this podcast. At the moment, it's still free. I'm keeping it free for the time being. So that's great for you, isn't it? So keep listening and keep finding it useful and keep sending me messages. Thank you very much for listening, and have a lovely day, have a lovely night, or a lovely evening wherever you are around the world. Bye, 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 bye. Thanks for listening to Luke's English Podcast. Don't forget, you can email me at luketeacher@hotmail.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.